Hello again. How is
Hello.
it?
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
What are we drinking today?
I've changed it up.
Okay.
I am now having a Witch Hunt of Chelsea.
Oh,
It's white
fancy.
chocolate. Hot chocolate.
Oh,
Have you heard
nice.
that?
That's what I can smell. I
Very
smelled it right when I walked
luxurious.
into the room.
It tastes like the £10 that it cost.
Oh,
Not £10 just for the, you buy the powder,
but
you
you said
mix
the
it up.
white
So
chocolate, right?
it's white chocolate, yeah.
Yeah, no, I do have that at home. It's really nice, actually.
It
Yeah.
really is nice. We've been bougie here.
I'm just having my regular black coffee. It's that time of the day to be
Thank
missed,
you, bud.
to wake me up, exactly.
History time with Morris Strong.
So, part of the industry of the sea, multi sugars.
No milk, no sugar. So, what are you talking about today?
We're doing Ramadan.
We're doing Ramadan. So, Ramadan is upon us. Ramadan Mubarak for anyone who will be
Ramadan Mubarak.
observing the month. And today, what we're doing is Sol's gonna be guessing. I'm gonna be testing. So, I'm putting her on the spot.
Forgive me, I did GCSE RE in
Yes.
like 1999. It's been a while.
Do they talk about Ramadan in
I'll
that?
see.
Well, we'll see.
Tonight.
I'm gonna be asking some questions about Ramadan, and let's see if she can get it right. All right,
Okay, let's go.
then let's go. Let's
Can I put the friends? Do I get 50/50?
No, we don't have that budget or that time. Okay, let's start easy.
Okay.
Let's start with something easy. Do you know how many the number of Muslims around the world that would be observing Ramadan?
Millions or
Guess.
billions?
Billions.
Billions. I would say then there are 15 billion between my sets.
15 billion. So the whole humanity is like 10 billion or 9 billion. The last I checked was 9 billion. Okay, so not off to a good start, but it's approximately 1.8 to 2 billion.
Okay,
Yeah.
so I was close then.
So you were not close, son. So it's around 2 billion Muslims will be observing Ramadan. Do you know, can you guess the percentage of Muslims in the UK?
In the United Kingdom, the percentage of Muslims is
3 is your
3%.
final
That's
answer.
my final answer.
And that is wrong.
What?
So the percentage, it could have been right maybe at some point, but the most recent data from 2021 census is at 6.5%.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a humble 6.5% in the country. And do you know what is, this is a honest question, what is the first religion in the UK? Or like first, because the Muslim comes second.
Christianity.
Christianity.
Well, I was going to say atheist.
Yeah. That actually comes,
Probably
that comes second in percentage wise because it's, so Christians are 46.2%. Then no religion is 37%.
Okay.
And then you come to Muslims, 6.1%. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to guess more percentages?
Let's
Yeah.
go. Like, don't say, well, I need to redeem myself here.
Okay, I'll give you something easy. Why do Muslims fast Ramadan?
Why do they fast?
Yeah.
Because Muhammad told them to.
True. But Muhammad told them so, but it's also one of the pillars of Islam, one of the five pillars of Islam.
You know what?
It's
That was
holy months.
actually a question.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was a question. What's one of the five pillars of
Trust
Islam?
me,
It
yeah.
was.
Yeah, so it's one of
And
the
I actually
five
passed
pillars.
GCSE already. Can
Can
you
you guess
imagine?
one other pillar of
Prayer.
Islam? Very
Prayer.
good. Can you guess another one?
Pilgrimage.
True. Very well, Sa'an. The last two are a bit difficult, so I'm gonna test you on
Wasn't
them.
it like charity?
Very good, Sol.
Charity.
Look at you. Look at
I
you.
redeemed myself. I did get an A in RE.
Well done. Yes, charity. Or it's called zakat. So it's charity, making sure you give part of your money. And the last one, come on, make 4 out of 5.
So what, remind me again what we said.
So we
So
said prayer,
prayer,
fasting,
fasting.
pilgrimage, zakat, which is a charity. The last one. Look, I'll give you that one. It's fine. It's shahada, which means believing that there is only one God.
Oh, when you're born, they say the
Yeah,
shahada in your ear.
exactly. Really good.
You
So,
do know some things, you know.
yeah, I did not know that. Okay, since you're knowing all the answers, let's go ahead.
Oh God, we've got a nap.
What's the average time of fasting worldwide? So
from sunrise to sunset, yes, so it's like what?
Yeah.
And
on average, what's the average?
How many weeks?
No, the average hours. You know, because you know, like it's different from where you are.
Which is
whatever. The average. Well, if only that would have made fasting much easier.
Okay, 12 hours.
Close. It's 13 hours, 26 minutes. And that's for this year. Because remember, you know, like it moves every... So every year, Ramadan moves 10 days backwards. Because it follows the lunar year, not the Gregorian calendar that we use.
You know why we're saying six? Because, you know, when it's winter, it's shorter, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where I was coming from. I knew what I meant.
But on that note, you know, what can you guess? Like, which country fasts the longest?
Iceland, somewhere where they have the northern lights.
The Reykjavik and Iceland, they fast around 18 hours.
You need me for a question.
But Iceland actually comes second after Greenland. So Greenland, they fast, again, talking this year, and this info is from Statista, the website. They're fasting in Greenland 18 hours, 12 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, and what about the shortest fasting?
What is the short, like, where's the shortest? One of the poles. It's got really short.
So if the longest was in Iceland, Greenland.
It's in geography.
Then the shortest would be on the other side of the globe. Yeah. So it's South Africa and most of the South American countries. So Uruguay, Paraguay.
Oh, okay.
And they're fasting this year around 11 to 12. Enough.
Did I redeem myself?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, thank you.
You're definitely on...
My overachiever.
Yeah. Let's see by the end of this. They're only going to get harder. But yeah, so the shortest hours of fasting is 11 to 12 hours this year. And it's in South America and South Africa. What is the top country with the largest population of Muslims in the world?
The largest population of Muslims. Where's...
In one country.
I wanted to say India because they've got quite a large population and there's...
India comes in the third place.
Okay. But there's not that many people in like Saudi Arabia.
No, interestingly, Saudi Arabia is on the 16th place.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I said there's not that many people.
Yeah.
Okay. Pakistan.
Good enough. Second place.
Gosh. So where's the first place then?
Give up.
I do give up.
Indonesia.
Would not have guessed that.
Really?
In that.
So Indonesia is the largest Muslim country. It was 241 million.
Wow.
Followed by Pakistan, India, and in the fourth place, Bangladesh. And the fifth place, Nigeria.
Okay, yeah. In the north.
Interestingly, the first Arab country to appear on this list is Egypt on the sixth place with 104 million.
Ooh.
So even though, you know, a lot of people kind of confuse the Arab word with the Muslim word, because, you know, being Arab is
synonymous
with being Muslim, or being Muslim is synonymous with being Arab. Actually, you know, the top five countries with Muslims are non-Arabic speaking countries.
There we go.
And the first Arab country to appear on the list is Egypt in the sixth place. And then not again until the 16th place was Saudi.
Okay.
One more question.
Okay.
So everyone has to fast except who? So there are
people who are sick.
Exceptions.
Women who are menstruating.
True.
Young children.
True. So that's three. You still have three to go.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. So sick people, women, children. This isn't enough.
The elderly. So the older you get, you're not expected to fast. The having any cognitive difficulties or difficulties. So
fine.
You're an adult, but with cognitive difficulties.
That makes sense.
You're not expected to fast. And if you're traveling. So if you're traveling, you can break your fast. You don't need to fast.
Imagine two wake-up days, can't you?
Yes. But that's, given, you know, you had a legitimate reason. One more thing that you missed out is not only menstruating women, but also pregnant women and breastfeeding women.
Okay.
So, yeah. So if you're sick, if you're seeing patients in this hospital, they're not expected to fast. They can choose to fast if it doesn't harm their health. And if they don't take any medication that's time specific or like time sensitive. So if you're on a medication, let's say, I don't know, a statin, and then you can take it once at night, then you don't need to break your fast for that. And you're healthy and you're okay. So.
Well, if they choose to fast and it's yes. not really, you know, for the treatment. So for instance, my patient group wants to eat when they're having their treatment, and a lot of them do try and fast. So how do we approach this?
So you can always, you know, like you want to respect kind of their wishes when it comes to this. But I think it's good to be aware of it, not about the full kind of religious context of it, but just kind of even just saying to the patient that if it's allowed, if your religion gives you that chance to kind of not fast while you're having this treatment, then make use of that, because we don't recommend it, right?
Like, yeah.
Because, you know, we know it's, you know, like when it, Islam is a bit flexible when it comes to this, because if you're receiving chemotherapy, you know, that's an enough excuse for
yeah.
fast. So I think maybe just pinning it in the clinical context of like, you know, it would make the treatment harder on you as a patient,
yeah.
not having food, not having, you know, like,
water
either. Maybe dehydrated, chemo's already gonna, you know, do stuff to you. So it's, I think, yeah, maybe.
I was just gonna call you.
Yeah. Please don't. That always happens well. So that is the exemptions for fasting. And actually, no, I wanted maybe to start by asking, like, what do Muslims fast for? What do they abstain from?
What do you, is this not to get close to God?
What is it? Like, you know.
What do they not eat and drink? Is it everything?
Yeah.
So you don't have any food. You don't have any water.
Yeah. What else? So fasting in Ramadan is abstaining from eating.
Music?
Food, water, not really. Music is controversial all year time.
You know, like a bit controversy.
So it's water, food, and sexual relations. If you have sexual relations during a day of Ramadan, it breaks your fast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to be abstaining.
So you forgot all Ramadan. But it's okay.
No, but you can do stuff after iftar, after dinner, you know?
This is what I mean. Yeah, it's just in that.
It's just during the, yes, dusk to dawn.
In the other periods when you're allowed to eat, then you can do what you
need. You can do whatever you want. Yeah, no. Like,
that's what I meant.
Yes, as long as it's halal, you know. I think these were my questions to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Shaky, but we
but we got there eventually. So these are there you go.
I want to test your Christianity.
I
should have told you that because I don't pray.
Wait a while and then ask me. You know, then
I do. That's my guard.
Yeah, exactly. But no, you did really well.
Thank you. We did
try. And there you go. These are some bits of information about Ramadan. Again, we wish Ramadan Mubarak for everyone who is going to be observing the month.
Yeah. I think we at the Trust is going to have a few bits.
Yeah, definitely.
Breakfast and things like that.
I think, yeah, I read that
look out for going to be,
yeah, some meals or some dates here and there.
I think definitely.
There's something in the internet comms. Just keep an eye on it. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you next time. Bye. When who is it? Who's in the desert? Is there something?
There was a lot of people in the
desert. Hagar. Isn't Hagar in the desert?
I don't know. Hagar.